welcome back to the Nutramedical Report for the 2nd of November. We're only 6 days away from Election Day, and lots of things are going on in Europe. We have Harley on the line from his Berlin offices of the LaRouche Foundation. Harley, what's happening in Europe in terms of policies? You mentioned just before the break that they're moving away from the Abominator, which is good. What else is happening in Europe in terms of the economy, the Deutsche Bank, policies toward Russia? Of course, the war drums are beating with the Democrats trying to blame Russia, which is already, even in the New York Times, being dismissed as just plain election time foolishness. What's happening?
Well, unfortunately, it's not just foolishness, because we are putting men and women soldiers on the borders. We're putting new sophisticated weapons on the borders of Russia. The U.S. is continuing to disrupt the actual battle against ISIS and Al-Qaeda in Syria and Iraq. But I want to start today by focusing on something in the United States, because this, in the last Friday, Trump gave a very important address in Charlotte, North Carolina. And I'm sure most of your listeners are aware of this, but it's been blacked out by most of the U.S. press. And it was an audience that was predominantly white, but included a significant number of key African Americans in the Charlotte area. And what Trump did is he talked about how Obama had destroyed the poor and working people and middle class in the United States. And he went after how Hillary would continue this, but in a specific way. He said, we must have Glass-Steagall. And he concentrated
his
remarks.
That's remarkable. So in other words, you guys are getting through to him, aren't you?
Well, and I think there are other things getting through besides us, but yeah, absolutely. 5 minutes on Glass-Steagall and how the repeal of Glass-Steagall was done by the Clintons and the Republican establishment, by Wall Street, and that's what's causing the inequality that Hillary's crying crocodile tears about.
Yeah.
He then went through the way if you went back to Glass-Steagall and got rid of these free trade agreements, you could address this problem. You could begin putting people back to work, revive our industrial economy. And then he said, the only thing that Hillary's reviving is a war machine.
Right.
And he went after the attacks on Russia and China, and he said, look, if they're not playing fair, we have to talk to them and tell them we're not going to put up with this. But we're not going to threaten them.
Right.
And he said that Hillary's threats against Russia risk World War III. Now, I want to share with you and your listeners something that came out yesterday by a Democratic Party insider. Called Lake Research Partners. Now, Lake is Celinda Lake, who's a top former Clinton advisor, Bill Clinton advisor. And they did some polling in the battleground states, in particular Florida, Pennsylvania, Missouri, and Ohio. And if Hillary's going to be beaten, those four states have to go to Trump.
Right.
And what they found is that 70% of the people they polled, and these included a lot of normal Democratic voters, were polled, 70% support the return of Glass-Steagall. 68% support breaking up the big banks. So when you hear people say, no one knows Glass-Steagall, these aren't the right things to bring up, it's completely wrong. Glass-Steagall, because of what my organization has done, and now the fight that's gone beyond us internationally, has forced this into the front of the U.S. presidential campaign. And that's what Trump is reflecting with his Charlotte speech, and he's continued on that that same line since the speech in Charlotte last Friday.
Right.
Now, the other part of that, the World War III danger, the Russians have been, the other day, the head of MI6 did something that's British intelligence, overseas intelligence, did something that they've never done before. He went before the parliament and said the Russians are aggressively targeting Britain, and that's part of what happened with Brexit. So the Russian spokesman for the Russian foreign ministry, Maria Zakharova, said, oh, are you accusing your foreign minister, Boris Johnson, of being a Russian agent? Because
that's pretty
Johnson
straightforward,
was one of the
isn't
leaders
it?
Of the Brexit.
Johnson
was one of the leaders of Brexit.
Right.
So, you know, this line that the Russians are behind everything, one of Putin's advisors said, if we were really this effective, the Soviet Union would have controlled the world by now.
Yeah.
no matter what happens now, it's a Russian activity. A Frank Rich, a New York Times scribbler, comes out and says, well, Trump may not be a Hitler figure, but Putin is. And this is the line coming from Hillary, from Podesta, Obama.
New York Times just, even the New York Times dismissed it. The Russians are coming, has been completely dismissed. And there's no response at all. This is a typical mental attitude of Hillary. She never course corrects, even when she's proven wrong. If she was a pilot, she'd see the ground coming up and be smashing on the altimeter, saying it can't be the ground.
They can't correct, because this is their whole line, that all the attacks on them are coming from Russia, not from the fact that they're corrupt or that they screwed up Libya and Syria or that they are protecting Wall Street. They can't answer those charges. So what do they say? They drum up a Russian threat which doesn't exist and say that this is what is causing every problem in the United States. Now, Trump brought up another thing yesterday, which is something that I've written about in recent weeks and in my columns in our European Strategic Alert, which is with the breakdown of Obamacare, we're seeing something else happen, which is the spread of synthetic opioids and deaths from that. And I know you and I have discussed this, but again, this hasn't been really much in the public attention.
Right.
But the Washington Post had an article last week saying that this is one of the most dangerous threats to youth in America, because the synthetic opioids are supposedly to get people off heroin, and they're supposedly produced with a timing mechanism that makes them non-addictive, and yet people have figured out they can get the high from them by crushing them, which also breaks the thing that makes it non-addictive.
Yeah, I know the drug company that was known years ago, though, that they could break this technology.
They've known it for years, but Obama ordered the DEA not to crack down on these drug companies that produce this and not to investigate happening.
I knew about that 15 years ago. So when they say this and Obama won't crack down, it's like, Obama, you want the problem to continue? Why don't you just tell them to make a better technology that can't be cracked? Right?
Yeah. Well, and here's what happened. Let me see. I have the figures here somewhere. There are two parts of the story. First, we covered this last week, the increase in opium production out of Afghanistan. 43% increase last year. 80% of the world's heroin comes from Afghanistan. And heroin usage has tripled in the United States between 2007 and 2014.
Right.
Now, then, at the same time, the supposed anti-heroin, the synthetic opioids, the deaths from synthetic opioids are up 79% between 2013 and 2014. And these are sources of huge profits for Big Pharma. There were 47,000 deaths from overdoses last year from prescription and non-prescription drugs, opioids, and so on. And 2.6 million Americans are now addicted to painkillers. So this is what the Washington Post article was on October 22nd, and it was titled, DEA Slowed Enforcement While the Opioid Epidemic Grew Out of Control. And it directly targets Obama for saying, look, we're taking measures to deal with this, and it's going to work. When in fact, it's not only not working, but it's the opposite. The death rate is up. And when we say Obama is right when he says he's a good killer, it's absolutely true. It's borne out by the facts.
Yeah, you're pretty funny and at times wittingly sarcastic.
Well, you know, this is the ironies here are so incredible. The guy who won a Nobel Prize for being anti-nuclear is presiding over the greatest nuclear weapons buildup in human history.
Pretty amazing, isn't it?
You could say that's an irony. You could say bringing that up is sarcasm. But it's true. This man has completely snowed the media. And he hasn't snowed the media. The media's in on it. That's their intent. Now, Bill, one other thing that I just wanted to bring up. I don't know if you saw this. But there was a report put out by the American Society of Actuaries last week. And this was covered in Bloomberg.
Right.
And the headline is, Americans are dying faster. And I know that since this is one of your fields, you're well aware of this, but I just want to give a couple figures. The last 2 years, life expectancy has declined among all major age groups above 25. The 25 to 35-year-old male is going to live 7 months less than 5 years ago. It's 7 or 6 months less life expectancy, and they say this is going to increase because once people start dying from suicides, from drugs, from other kinds of illnesses, as you know, these things take off. So here we see Obama's health care is, as he said in Florida, it's doing exactly what it was intended to do. It's killing off Americans.
Right, but of course we have lots of other drivers in that. The biggest driver, believe it or not, is one that ties to economics. I saw the movie The Big Short, and they said for every percent increase in the unemployment rate, there's 40,000 people die. When you have people running 2 and 3 MIC jobs with no health care benefits, or their copay is so high or their deductible is so high they can't afford the drugs they need, even conventional drugs for hypertension, heart disease, or other problems, you have not only serious health problems. And we really don't have a preventive health care system in this country where we make sure that the potable water delivered to people's homes is clean enough that it's not going to make them toxic. We have GMO food like crazy in this country. There's 4 countries that have too much GMO, the United States, Canada, Argentina, I'm trying to think of the 4th one, Brazil. So when you look at the issues, you add the economic issue on top of it, and it's the explosion. It's like the lit match on the open gas can. And that's why I think you're seeing a lot of more suicides, but you're also seeing decreased food intake. For the 7% increase in premiums, this is last year, there was a 40% decrease in restaurants where people go to restaurants. No, I'm a dual citizen, and my wife, Michelle, we go one night a week usually. But a lot of Americans, they go at all the time. So if you're going to eat inferior food and you're going to be stressed out because you're working McJobs and you're working excessive hours day and night, to just make ends meet, and you can't get your deductible to pay for even the drugs you need, you're going to die. And if you develop health problems like congestive heart failure or depression or something where you have a dyslipidemia, even the conventional drugs, which I don't like HMJ-CoA reductase inhibitors, they're going to reduce your heart attacks even if they make you demented or develop other problems like myopathies. But the fact is that they're not even getting access to these things. So, of course, it's going to increase the death rate. And then they have death panels. So if you're 72 and need a clipped aneurysm in your head, they're going to meet on Tuesday, which is long after you're dead, because you need the surgery done in 2 hours. So you're right. You know, Obama he's not an underachiever. He's an overachiever. Just the problem is we don't realize this guy's a salesman from hell.
But here's the vicious irony on the American people. We're being told by the media and by Hillary and others that Trump is a Hitler-type figure, when in fact our current president has initiated policies that are killing, modeled on what Hitler did in Germany.
Yeah,
I'll tell you one thing being in Germany.
Yeah.
Well, here's one of the interesting things. In Germany, you're not allowed to compare anybody to Hitler because you can get taken to court and libeled, and even if you can prove it, you'll probably end up with a huge judgment against you.
Really?
What's starting to happen, because this is part of the post-war changes in German law.
You can't compare a politician that is sort of a Hitler-like, in other words, in terms of their policy or even their attitude or whatever. Really, that's different.
Because you'll get sued. I mean, we once put like a Hitler mustache on Willy Brandt when he was doing some pretty bad things. And they raided our offices and fined us 25,000 marks. They tried to put us out of business.
Wow.
Now, what's interesting is because I'm an American, I have a little bit more freedom.
Right.
So when I speak at public events, I'm often invited to give an example of what is the reality of Obamacare. And I compare it to the T4 policy, the Tiergartenstrasse policy of Hitler, because it was at 4 Tiergarten Street that they had the meeting which determined the killing of the so-called useless eaters, the mentally ill, the permanently, or the people with mortal illnesses and so on.
Right.
And it was really just to test the beginnings of the mass death. And when I speak and bring that up, you can hear people gasping.
Cringing.
And then they move up to the edge of, well, because they don't hear it. It's something no one will bring up here. But then when I start
basically
going through what Obama's doing,
it's too psychologically painful for them to think about it, right?
Well, it's almost like they've been programmed so that they can't think about it. They can't bring it up. Because to bring it up is to bring up the past in Germany and the argument that German culture really is pro-fascist, which is a lie. That was a British lie designed to destroy Germany in the 20th century and afterwards. So when someone speaks of these things and starts addressing them, people get very interested. And that's what the authorities here don't want. So when you look at Merkel's policy, Merkel is not a Hitler, but Merkel is a punching bag, a dummy for Obama and the British. And interestingly, you asked about Europe. One thing that happened this week is that Merkel sided with her foreign minister against the increase in sanctions on Russia.
Well, that's different. Maybe she wants to survive politically instead of being destroyed.
That's exactly what it is. She's trying. She's known as a survivor, and that's the survival mechanism. Is
right.
Try to play both sides off against each other. Now, Bill, very quickly, I know we're coming up on a break, but the other thing people should look at is what's happening in Italy. You've had these earthquakes, and the Italian government was told by the European Union they're not allowed to rebuild these cities, including water supplies and things of that sort, because it would violate EU austerity doctrine.
You're kidding.
And the Prime Minister of Italy basically gave the middle finger to the Brussels bureaucrats and said, we're going to spend what it takes. We're not going to allow these cities to be destroyed for some arbitrary budget policy. But that shows you the EU as well is willing to leave Italians out on the streets with no water, no electricity, and telling the Italian government they're not allowed to spend the money because their banking system's been destroyed by the EU, by the European Union.
Well, why do they think they're going to get away with this? It's like, let's put it this way. It's like a man breaks into a home, he grabs a woman and starts to try to grab her, to rape her. The husband, though, runs to the other end of the home and grabs a shotgun, and he's a crack shot. And he manages to get a look at this guy, and he's away from the wife just long enough that he can blow his brains out. And do the European Union think they're going to get away with this with Italians or Austrians or anybody else?
You know
else's?
Why they think they can?
Why?
They think they can because they've been able to so far.
They're going,
there hasn't
been
a rebellion so far.
The rebellion is coming. The pitchfork rebellion is happening in Europe now, isn't it? And it's coming to America, too. Whether the election is won by Hillary or not, pitchforks are being sharpened up. Hammers and other farm implements are getting ready because it's going to happen.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Baiano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. prepare. Don't despair at www.bugoutpanama.net.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. So, Hardy, let's continue. So the Italians and probably many other states in Europe are basically getting totally fed up with the Brussels European Union and their attitude, which is pretty much in your face, kind of nasty. I mean, I don't know.
Which is made in London. It's made in London and Washington. Let me just complete the picture because there are a couple of other
significant
developments.
Yeah,
a couple of significant developments in Asia. One is that the German Vice Chancellor Sigmar Gabriel vetoed a sale of a German company to China because he said the Chinese are going to take over all of the German technology. And a group of German industrialists, including the president and the CEO of Daimler-Benz, said, this is ridiculous. The Chinese are ahead of us in some of these technologies. They want to create jobs in Germany. What the hell is wrong with you? Now, this is, again, Germans going along with the Asian pivot of trying to isolate China, which has now collapsed completely. The Malaysia Prime Minister, and remember, the Philippines and Malaysia were a key part of the South China Sea deployment by Obama against China.
Right.
The Philippine president has been outspoken, saying, you know, Obama should stop treating us like monkeys. We're going to stand up and take care of our own future. Now the Malaysian Prime Minister Najib is in China. And in addition to about $3.4 billion in economic deals, he signed a two-year mutual defense pact with China. And this was explicitly identified by Obama supporters as another attack on the Asia pivot of Obama. And now the Japanese Minister of Economics, Trade, and Industry is in Russia for the next 3 days to sign agreements with the Russians. This is a follow-up from when Prime Minister Abe of Japan was in Russia and met with Putin. But if you have Japan and the Philippines and Malaysia breaking with the anti-China policy, and I think South Korea would have broken with it also, except the U.S. is running a coup against the current president of South Korea. So you've got his Asia policy collapse, his anti-terror policy, despite all the talk about Mosul, it's not working, and the Russians have the upper hand there. And if we collaborated with them, we could finish off ISIS and Al-Qaeda within a couple of months.
Yeah, exactly.
The Europeans are stuck with a policy which is going to force their governments or their countries to vote out the pro-U.S., pro-London governments and either go with totally chaotic nationalism or else a higher version of the EU without the euro and without the Wall Street London banks running the system. So this Obama system is dead. The only thing left of it would be if Hillary gets elected. And what we've got to do is make sure, it'd be good if she lost the election. But if she wins, we've got to make sure there's a riled up population, as you were talking before, pitchforks, got to reintroduce politicians to Dr. Tar and Mr. Feather.
That's pretty funny.
Poe wrote a story. Go check out Edgar Allan Poe wrote a really beautiful story about Dr. Tarr and Mr. Feather. But, you know, to show to congressmen that if you go against the will of the people, then it's not just the president who will be voted out, it's you. And that's got to be a real threat to the Congress. And so that's, LaRouche is concentrating on setting an agenda so that no matter what a President Hillary would try to do, or even a President Trump, the course is clear for them. And I think Trump is much more oriented now. His speech in Charlotte last Friday shows he's gotten the message on Wall Street and war.
Yeah, I think that obviously he surrounded himself with advisors that are going to make him collectively very intelligent and responsive. I don't see him as a prima donna, even though he's got a persona that makes him look like, you know, a celebrity apprentice kind of guy. I think he doesn't have this kind of super large ego that he thinks he's an expert in everything like Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama, that they're always the smartest person in the room. And they don't course correct when they make bad decisions. You know, this is really a serious problem, a character flaw that you don't want in the Oval Office.
We've had that with Obama, and look what it's done. The problem of that kind of arrogance is the narcissism, which won't acknowledge failure.
Right.
And that's where you have the problem.
Yeah, if you go to acknowledge failure, you're going to guarantee defeat. How's that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Back in a moment with Harley. Stay right there.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech. Quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's the end of ignorance. I guess what we're discovering with the information you're sharing is that Europeans are waking up. It's not just Brexit. It's the Italians waking up when after the earthquake that they're going to rebuild their cities. It's the Austrians wanting to put in more nationalist leaders. It's a reformation of the European Union, which is better than what it became, which was more like the original intent to make it a trade organization and not a super state that would cause a sturdy fascism to rule. And obviously they're breaking with the British and American policy, which is global financial hegemony, putting Europeans in financial danger and military danger with Russia. It's amazing that the people have an IQ gap above the so-called global rulers. They're trying to drive us into a disaster, isn't it?
You know, the original idea of Europe was de Gaulle and Adenauer. Their idea was a union of sovereign nations that engaged
exactly
in trade agreements to benefit all parties involved. And they did say, look, if there's redundancy, for example, you don't need both France and Germany to be producing maximum amounts of iron and steel. So you could work out agreements on that. On the other hand, you don't want to work out agreements which basically say we're going to shut down production so that we can increase the volume of money that goes into speculation. And de Gaulle and Adenauer were clear that Europe was rebuilt not by bankers who were speculators, but by bankers who were tied to industry, research and development, who understood the importance of a long-term perspective. Now, that's been lost in Europe. And the poster child for that is Deutsche Bank, which was the bank that was largely responsible for the German economic miracle, along with a national bank in Germany set up after World War II called the Kreditanstalt für Wiederaufbau, the credit bank for development.
Right.
Now, those two, the state bank and Deutsche Bank, worked to make sure that innovators, that engineers, that scientists, that small shopkeepers who had new ideas could get credit and turn out new products. And that was what was the true miracle, the German economic miracle, that went from people starving in the late 40s to being an economic superpower by the end of the 1960s. And the Chinese studied that. And this is, you know, the Chinese were aware that as part of their transition, they were letting in some investors who were trying to create a stock market bubble inside China. And that blew up last year. And the Chinese did what was the right thing. They jailed some of his bankers. I think they shot some of them.
Yeah.
And they basically said that we're going to have a steady growth rate. It may not be as spectacular as it was before, but the much more spectacular growth rate included the products of financialization, speculation, instead of largely reflecting productivity. Now,
right.
There's a big celebration by the Obama team because they finally got above a 2% growth rate for a quarter. But the way that it happened was that the growth in the stock market, fed largely by large mergers and acquisitions like AT&T and Time Warner and like two or three of the large healthcare companies, that drove a figure of GDP up to, I think it was 2.8 or 2.9% for the quarter. But at the same time, labor productivity dropped for the, I think, the 46th straight month. The percent of the workforce unemployed continued to be at the highest levels in the post-war period. Everything that reflects a real economy was continuing to collapse. And they're out there talking about how Obama saved us from the Great Depression.
Yeah, it's really so amazing. I call him the Lion King. How's that?
Yeah, well, it's... Really? I think we should just use his own description. He's really good at killing.
Yeah, I think you're right. That's really bizarre, though, that he would actually use statistics such as giant mergers when the average citizen is literally being destroyed, the actual productive economy is being destroyed as a speculative economy and mergers expands. It's like, you've got to be kidding. I mean, this shows exactly what Obama's about, which is how can we destroy America as a financial and otherwise superpower? And he's doing a good job.
Well, look at the effect of the mergers. The mergers in healthcare are not going to provide people better policies or cheaper policies or anything of the sort. The mergers in healthcare are designed to provide speculative money to keep the insurance companies from collapsing. Look at the merger of AT&T and Time Warner. You know what that's going to do to your cable bill and your internet bill? Are you going to get better service? No, you're going to get more censorship. So the so-called drivers for the economy in Obama's America are projects that are killing people, as we were talking about in the first part of the program. So this is what the Americans have to understand, that and this is what the people who support Hillary Clinton don't understand. They say, well, Hillary's not the greatest, but at least she's not Trump. Well, Americans don't want Hillary Clinton because of what she represents. She is the establishment. She is Wall Street. She is the policy of continuing wars. And people are rejecting that. And what we're doing, what the LaRouche Pack is doing, what people like yourself are doing by bringing these ideas out into the open, is saying to people, don't just be against something. Here's what we can do to solve the problem. And I think that's why Mr. LaRouche, I talked to him a couple times in the last few days, was very excited by what Trump said in Charlotte. And it's not because of Trump. He said, all right, look, Trump did something good. But what he did that was good was he recognized that the people hate Obama. The people don't trust Hillary. And they lied because they're killers and they're Wall Street. And he said, our job is to get people who understand that, not just to vote, but to mobilize to change the country.
Why do you think that people are still voting for Hillary despite all the corruption and the fact that the policies, if you ask her what her policies are to make the economy, they're patently insane. You know, raise interest rates, increase regulations, keep Obamacare but tweak it. I mean, everything she says is like, are you sure you just came from the Mad Hatter's Tea Party? I mean, you must have mercury poisoning.
I'll tell you why I think that she still has a good chance of winning, which is that there are a lot of ignorant people in this country who have bought the line that Trump is a fascist, that Trump is a racist. They've bought the line that Hillary, she may not be good, but at least she's steady. And a lot of them have bought the line that Obama really did save the country. And many of them are people who are totally deluded. They are completely ignorant of any aspect of reality. But there is something that I found, I just saw this on the internet before we came on, the numbers of African Americans voting early is down significantly from 2008 and 2012. And when the Clinton campaign saw these figures, they went into an advanced state of panic because they were expecting the African-Americans who voted for Obama just because they wanted to have a black president, that they thought they would automatically vote for Hillary. And they're not going to. Just as they think that all women are going to vote for Hillary. And I think Susan Sarandon said it best. It was a little bit crude, but she said, just because I have a vagina doesn't mean I'm going to support a killer.
Yeah.
Who's a woman.
Right.
So I think their calculations of the diversity and pulling together the Hispanic and black population with the educated white population, they're based on the same kind of assumptions that have dominated politics the last two cycles from 2000 to 2008 and 2008 to 2016. They're clueless of what's actually going on with the American people, who are angry and frustrated and really straining for an alternative. And that's why the numbers of people who are voting, the numbers are down.
They're not down for Trump supporters that are basically, and by the way, he's regathering Republican base that actually have enough sense to realize what kind of Hillary Clinton presidency we'd have. I mean, it's most likely these investigations aren't going to be over, and it's not just the emails. It's the Clinton Foundation. There's four major categories that she's been investigated, and her team, and many of these people, for more minor offenses in the past, have gone to prison. So there's up to 14 or so people that are going to go to the big house. And this could take a year or more.
So
it wouldn't matter if she's elected or not. We're going to see if she's elected, you'll see either her health deteriorate because of the stress of what's going on, or she will just go to prison for the rest of her life because that's what's going to happen. And Tim Kaine will come in there and he'll be a lame duck.
Let me just give you the pessimistic scenario. Or people like Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell will bail her out by supporting the policies that Hillary's supporting. And that's what we have to worry about.
I don't think Rat Ryan is going to get away with it, because there's enough Republicans that want to get rid of him now that if he tries to pull off any policies...
We have to make sure, though.
Well, I agree. It has to be a groundswell from the bottom, which is why you're on this show and other shows, why the Rouge Foundation exists, is we've got to educate the public. But I think the public are getting it. I think they trust the alternative media, which is bigger than many cable shows, because they know that we're citizen broadcasters. They know the organization's been around for decades. You've got a refounding major father figure for not just America but the world for a new idea of trade and collaboration and science and so on. We talk about energy flux density and the Lewis Foundation. You talk about trade collaboration, trans-Alaskan pipelines to China. I mean, all this warmongering garbage that's been going on, they always pull the war card out when finally their economic policies aren't working. And again, every war since the Napoleonic Wars have been banker wars. Every one.
Well, and what really freaks out the bankers is that the Chinese policy is working. It is getting adherence around
the
world.
They're studying other organizations and other political systems and trying to take pluck out of them the things that make it better. For example, when the recession hit in 2008, the Chinese didn't do what America did. They invested in infrastructure, didn't they?
Yeah, and the other thing to realize is that this idea of a win-win, it's not invented by China. This really was Ben Franklin's idea. Franklin went to the British repeatedly and said, look, we'll be your best allies if you give us the freedom to invest for ourselves instead of having to go through you. And the British, of course, said no, because that'll break the power of the British Empire.
Right.
So Franklin's idea was that ultimately the United States had to break with Britain because the British refused to, for the same reason the U.S. today is refusing to acknowledge the potential of China, the potential of India, the potential of these poorer countries.
And by the way, they're in love with the American system. For example, I just watched a Drudge report today about the richest man European in China wanting to support all six major media firms in Hollywood because he wants to not take it over. He wants to expand it and pour in billions and billions of dollars, because the largest movie market in the next few years will be in China.
Well, and the New Silk Road, I mentioned the Prime Minister from Malaysia was in China. And I brought this up on your program, I think, 2 months ago, that the Malaysians were suspicious of the Chinese. They've always thought that the Chinese sent a lot of immigrants to Malaysia, and this goes back hundreds of years, to try and take over the Malaysia, take over the country. And so the Chinese had a lot of convincing to do, but what they did is they said, we not only will help you but build a railroad to connect your country, we'll build for you factories to build the trains that will be your factories. And when the Malaysians first saw the Chinese come in and break ground on these factories and then hire Malaysians to do some of the work and then train them not just to do the simple construction tasks but actually get involved in the engineering, the Malaysians are thrilled. This is what Duterte, the president of the Philippines, liked when he went to China, because the Chinese said, we're going to work with you. Now, most Americans don't know this, but this week, the Chinese ships that were blocking some of the Philippine fishing areas have been removed. And so the Philippines have been completely freed up in their fishing areas, and this is part of the Duterte Chinese agreement. And the Filipinos are delighted with it, because they were told by the U.S. the Chinese are not only not going to give it back to them, but they're going to take the rest of their fishing.
Yeah, and all the Chinese want to do is develop the oil in the South China Sea in collaboration all the way over to the Philippines. That's it. They want to have their
Vietnam.
Own. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think people kind of get this, do they?
You've got this win-win potential.
Right.
And, you know, with Trump, when Trump says, well, we can do business with them, maybe that's what he's talking about. But I'll tell you, if we could get the Congress and a significant portion of American entrepreneurs and businessmen and industrialists to recognize this global shift that's occurring, they would dump Hillary, they would dump Obama, they would dump Wall Street in a minute.
Yeah. See, I think that most likely Trump's just going to do one term, and it'll probably be Pence or someone else. But I think what Trump's going to do is he's going to start a policy where things like the LaRouche Foundation won't be persecuted. They'll be cheered, saying, hey, we're going to bring in Glass-Steagall. We're going to open up trade. We're going to collaborate, and we're going to deal with galactic and solar things. For example, as I mentioned earlier about the earthquakes, and we'll talk about this more in a few weeks, collaboration is important to preserve and protect the planet from climate change. We're already heading into a mini ice age that will last for 70-plus years. We have to deal with the fact that when we have a population of 7 to almost 8 trillion people on the a billion people on the planet, that we have a situation where global cooperation in terms of science and space technology and so on, mankind will not survive unless it moves out into space. And we've talked about that before. You know, human life extension, energy technology, robotics, all these kind of things. And in fact, you can't even stabilize the ecology of the planet for us and all other living things on the planet unless you use very advanced science. We are a change agent to protect the biosphere, not to harm it. And that's
whatever your listeners, Bill, whatever your listeners should do in the next 5 days, they should make sure they get out a vote to prevent Hillary Clinton from becoming president.
Exactly. That vote is for Trump. It's not for Jill Stein or anybody else.
Yeah.
And the fact is, it's not just a Trump thing. If Trump died tomorrow, Pence would continue, or if both of them died, the movement would continue. And I guarantee you, it would collaborate with organizations like LaRouche, because you have solutions, they're logical, they're human-centered, they're planet-centered, they're a transitional philosophy that'll, like you talk about the energy flux density, that'll allow mankind to transition to become a truly galactic civilization. Right?
Yep.
10,000 years from now.
Hopefully, the next time we talk, we'll have a.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was just saying, hopefully, the next time we talk, there'll be a nice change in Washington.
Well, I'm hoping it'll be a Trump-Pence presidency with also Congress and Senate firmly in their hands. So, in the first 100 days, they can start doing policies with the Europeans, with the Chinese, with the Russians that'll, you know, take the steam out of this engine moving forward to war, economic chaos, you know, military detente and conflict in the South China Sea, that all these things, we need to see that 2017 will be a year to celebrate. Right?
Talk to you next week, Bill.
Thank you. We'll keep praying that that works out.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
Welcome back, and we have Emil de Toffel here. Welcome back, Emil. I can't hear Emil, so I guess we don't. Okay, well, we don't have Emil. I'm on the wrong segment here. I hardly leaves 10 minutes early. We'll have him on in about 10 minutes. I want to go over some of the latest news. I sent out a mass email yesterday. And I announced that we now have our course NutriSilver. We have the single on a special with free shipping. We have 3 packs and 6 packs. This is amazing. Many times stronger even than our Silver 100, which is hundreds of times stronger than any other silver in the world. This is absolutely amazing. And the dosages you need are a lot smaller. So it's going to last a lot longer. The next thing is we have also all our hormonal transdermal creams. We have a new supplier for those. We are clearing the last of our inventory of our pregnenolone, which is we call femgestrone, but I just changed the name back to progesterone cream, pregnenolone and DHA for support of male and female hormones and for anti-inflammatories in the skin. We still have our curcumin cream, so those hormonal creams are available. This is very important for you to not only support growth hormone. We have that in a microdose, which is actual 100 nanogram growth hormone, because beyond age 30, your growth hormone levels start to drop. Your hormone levels start to drop, and if you don't correct it, you're going to get osteoporosis, skin changes, bone changes, heart changes, etc. Very important for men and women to correct that. For men and women, we recommend hormone synergy to prevent conversion to the from female hormone to male in females, and vice versa. And also Men's Max to release the most important thing is to release the from the sex hormone binding globulin male hormone. So that's number one. The number two step for both men and women is DHEA and pregnenolone, usually on the upper, the thinner skin of the chest and just the upper abdomen. So it's really important, and we have those now available, and they are the new supplier. It makes a very superior form of this transdermal hormone, and this is far superior to either pellets or injections or anything else. You're not going to get excessive amounts being converted to the alternative hormone. In fact, we see some men taking injections or pills or transdermal testosterone, for example, and they actually bioconvert it back to female hormone, and their estrogen levels and estradiol levels are higher than their daughters that have just gone through menarche. So you don't want to do that. That's bad. You don't want to see breast buds growing on 45 to 65-year-old males. Bad idea. And by the way, these other hormones, if you have excess hormones, they're going to cause prostate enlargement, which will cause lots of problems. We have our new prostate flow, which is amazing. If to stop prostate and bladder spasm, we have our Swedish flower pollen and bladder up. That trio is fantastic for dealing with prostate issues. We have anti-infectives now, our Nutru Silver. We have also the Vision Max, which helps heal the prostate gland, etc. And then we, of course, have our antipathogenic Allicin Med, 200 milligrams more than Alamed, and half the price. And we have, of course, our monoatomic tesla-activated iodine. There's nobody else in the world knows how to make it. We have the only one on planet Earth. So major antipathogenics. I want to talk about one of the things that I've been doing some research on. In terms of anti-aging, when we get into the next hour in a minute, we'll talk about it with our special guest, Emil Detoffel and Fareed. Coming up in hour three, Dr. Bob Teal. And, of course, tomorrow, first hour from Rome, Italy, just after the Great Earthquake, is Leo Lionzagami with major updates there. We want your calls and questions. Do tell the board op exactly what your statement or question is. Don't waive or make it precise. And we'll bring on air every hour except the last hour on Friday when we answer your health and wellness questions with a little humor sometimes and some biblical quotes. We'll be back in a moment. Do check out all the videos available on YouTube and Vimeo and our live stream, which we're expanding. We'll soon have live stream conferences from multiple sites. That's coming soon as well.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.